back. Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Thursday, August 1st, 2019. Quickly concluding, Jeffrey Steinberg, the excerpt, what you need to understand the Manchurian Candidate Program terrorism, as he calls it, what I would call strategy of tension, high-profile incidents, and the Manchurian patsies that are involved in them, like Santino, William Leagan. And really, you know, the broader developments of the decline of Western civilization. So to understand it, you need to understand the Marxist, Freudian, Frankfurt School, Tavistock Institute influence. So from Jeffrey Steinberg's article, for the Marxist Freudian theories of the Frankfurt School, the ultimate antidote to the hated Western Judeo-Christian civilization was to tear that civilization down from the inside by turning out generations of necrophiliacs. If this statement seems harsh, consider the following. In his 1948 work on the philosophy of modern music, Frankfurt School leader Theodor Adorno argued, and I'm just going to say parenthetically, if you have seen Miley Cyrus's Mother's Daughter video, if you can even stomach, you know, 30 seconds of it, which is difficult, tell me if it doesn't sound like Theodor Adorno directed it. You know, tell me that we somehow arrived here by accident. If this is not, is this just another coincidence? Anyway, if the statement seems harsh, consider the following. In his 1948 work, The Philosophy of Modern Music, Frankfurt School leader Theodor Adorno argued that the purpose of modern music is to literally drive the listener insane. He justified this by asserting that modern society was a hotbed of evil, authoritarianism, and potential fascism, and that only by first destroying civilization through the spread of all forms of cultural pessimism and perversity could liberation occur. On the role of modern music, he wrote, quote, "It is not that schizophrenia is directly expressed therein, but the music imprints upon itself an attitude similar to that of the mentally ill. The individual brings about his own disintegration." Remember what I said in recent weeks about annihilation and disintegration? I'm sure it's just a coincidence. So the individual brings about his own disintegration. He imagines the fulfillment of the promise through magic, but nonetheless within the realm of immediate actuality. Its concern is to dominate schizophrenic traits through the aesthetic. In so doing, it would hope to vindicate insanity as true health, end quote. And Jeffrey Steinberg adds, necrophilia, Adorno added, is the ultimate expression of true health, quote unquote, in this sick society. So, is his statement an exaggeration? Does it sound sincere? So, you know, to understand these kinds of things is to be fully informed and then hopefully to respond accordingly. More on that in a moment. First to the phones, John in Louisiana, is it?
Yes, good morning. You hear me?
Do we have John? Good morning, John.
Yes.
Is it Louisiana?
Yes. Yes, good morning.
Okay.
Glad you're back.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I like where you're going this morning.
In fact, you
mentioned social engineering, and I also would be all right if I read from Tacitus. Now, this is Tacitus explaining the policy of his father-in-law, Agricola, who was a general, in bringing in the comforts of the Roman civilization to the barbarous British. This is in early Britain. His object was to accustom them to a life of peace and quiet by the provision of amenities. He therefore gave official assistance to the building of temples, public squares, and good houses. He educated the sons of the chiefs in the liberal arts and expressed a preference for British ability as compared to the trained skills of the Gauls. The result was that instead of loathing the Latin language, they became eager to speak it effectively. In the same way, our national dress came into favor, and the toga was everywhere to be seen. And so the population was gradually led into the demoralizing temptation of arcades, baths, and sumptuous banquets. The unsuspecting Britons, the Britons, spoke of such novelties as civilization, when in fact they were only a feature of their enslavement. That's social engineering.
Very interesting. Yeah, absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
I'm also
it's interesting. I've read several articles on narcissism recently, and you know these concepts date to antiquity. You know, the Greek and Roman empires in particular, and so you know again to be familiar with history, you can't help but think that Solomon had a point when he said there's nothing new under the sun.
Oh, of course. And I'm also reading another really good book. This guy, he mentions Edward Bernays. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Well, he was the nephew of Sigmund Freud. And in the 1920s, big tobacco was having a problem because women weren't smoking, and they only had 50% of the population. So he came in, and he thought that he believed the feeling brain was in charge, and nobody had quite realized it. Because everything he did in the marketing, and he was successful, he got them to use their feeling brain. Now, Edward Bernays and Sigmund Freud both have something in common with Benjamin Netanyahu and Jared Kushner. Now, I know it's going to sound unpopular, but if these people, you know who I'm talking about, I don't have to say who, you can say it later, but if these people can make up stories like that and appeal to people's feelings and get them, persuade them to do things, how do we know that they didn't make up a story and persuade people to believe it and somehow make themselves the center of that story? You understand where I'm coming?
Well, it's, you know, we've talked about Bernays many times. You know, Adam Curtis's documentary, the four-part series, Century of the Self, the first part, Happiness Machines, which centers on Bernays's pervasive influence throughout the 20th century and beyond. It's a good point to the issue. You know, that's something that everyone should understand. And John in Tennessee, I think, does us all service when he reminds us of Chapter 4 of Bernays's Propaganda. You know, propaganda and the engineering of consent are the two big ones, but you know, John in Tennessee reminding us that in Chapter 4, The Psychology of Public Relations, Chapter 3 is the chapter of propaganda where Bernays says, and it's titled Propaganda. It was published in 1928, and he's very, you know, blunt and matter of fact. He opens the book, Chapter 1, Organizing Chaos. The opening words are, "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we've never heard of." That sounds patently American, doesn't it? Anyway, those are the opening words of his 1928 book, Propaganda. And he says, you know, propaganda has a bad name. Chapter 3 is basically the new propaganda. We need a new term. We need new propaganda, someone to interpret the invisible government to the public and vice versa. So we're going to call it public relations. And so then that's where you get public relations. He coins the term. Then Chapter 4, he says the psychology of public relations, that's the title of Chapter 4, and he says talks about the systematic study of mass psychology, Trotter and Lebon, Graham Wallace, Walter Lippmann, these guys were very influential. And you know, Walter Lippmann in particular is a name that's interesting. You understand he was doing in conjunction with the turn of the 20th century progressives, the progressive era architects, so to speak, you know, through the FDR administration in particular. That's a different discussion. So anyway, John in Tennessee does a service when he says reminding us of chapter 4, these guys, this is how they think. You know, they study mass psychology. They say, oh, well, they establish that the group has mental characteristics distinct from the individual and is motivated by impulses and emotions, which explained on the basis of individual psychology. And it's all centered around what you said, those latent desires, as Bernays would say, you know, these latent desires that we all harbor. And this is where we started to conflate want with need and that kind of stuff. Anyway, the John in Tennessee reminds us of the question that Bernays says is the naturally occurring question. So the question naturally arose, if we understand the mechanisms and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it? Which sounds, again, diabolical and insidious to me. That would never be a natural question that would arise in my mind. Dare I say, probably not yours either, John, right?
Right. Psychology is very interesting. In this book, it says the maturity of our culture is deteriorating. Throughout the rich and developed world, we are not living through a crisis of wealth and material, but a crisis of character, crisis of virtue, crisis of means and ends. The fundamental political schism in the 21st century is no longer right versus left, but impulsive childish values of the right and the left versus the compromising adolescent adult values of both the right and the left. It is no longer a debate of communism versus capitalism, of freedom versus equality, but rather of maturity versus immaturity, of means versus ends.
Brilliant. What book is that?
It's a book called Everything is Flipped, and I'm cleaning up the
what book?
That word, it starts with an F, and it has a splotch where the U should be, and then it goes Charlie Kilo Echo Delta. Everything is Flipped. It's a book about hope. The author is Mark Manson.
Well, it's interesting. I'm not familiar with that book, but
that's pretty new.
That last passage that you read, I would agree wholeheartedly. So.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Appreciate your call, John. You too. Thank you. To the other, you know, again, I would lean more in the direction of Bill Cooper's point about, you know, the mystery schools and, you know, the esoteric. You can just feel it. The fact that, you know, everyone who's in the who's who, the Democratic debates, for example, everyone's on point. You know, everyone's on. Seems like I want to say revelation of the method, but that's not exactly. Everyone is on point, on message, and that's not by accident. And you know, I think of that deal that was struck between Mayor Amschel Bauer and Adam Weishaupt. Bauer was the, you know, changed his name to Rothschild after his dad's money-changing business because, you know, where a man's heart is, there's treasures also, or, you know, however that goes. So you have the deal that's struck between Mayor Amschel Bauer, who changed his name to Rothschild, and Adam Weishaupt, who was a Jesuit priest. And, you know, that you have to acknowledge, it's when you really start diving into this discussion, there are folks who are sinister in trying to control, manipulate, engineer the masses. They'll use whatever means possible and necessary, whatever means available. And so, you know, you have to acknowledge the Jesuit tradition too. You know, to me, that is why that deal that those two guys struck is so important to understand, because we get a sort of compartmentalized understanding of things, and we want to get target fixated and say, look, 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 yes, that's true, but you know what? Sinister forces will use whatever means necessary, and they'll justify it in the fashion that I'm talking about, from Jeffrey Steinberg's article, From Cybernetics to Littleton, Techniques of Mind Control. You know, the fact that the Jesuit school really is sort of the model that Bertrand Russell is talking about in books like The Impact of Science. You know, you have the profane education, and then you have the learned elders education sort of thing, you know. And the more one can be trusted not to defect, not to break ranks from the fascies, the little bundle of sticks, the more knowledge one gets, the more one gets drawn into the inner circle of power, so to speak. We got to make sure that, you know, no one's a defector, and if they are, well, then we'll have to kill that person, and we too. But, you know, we told you, I mean, all of those secret oaths and all of your fraternal orders told you so. You know, you should have seen it coming. Sorry. Anyway, so, you know, you have to, I don't want to get too far afield on that, but I think I'll just leave it at that. And you know, hopefully that makes. Yeah, we do talk about Edward Bernays on this broadcast, and I appreciate the reference, because I feel like I talk about some things, I don't know, like a stuck record sometimes. Bernays is probably one of them. Anyway, back to the phones quickly. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it. Yeah, Bernays was, Propaganda was the book that really helped. My eyes were open prior to that, but when I read Bernays and I understood and I looked at the media and looked at commercial television and wondered why, as a child, I had to have the robot commando or the Tonka toys, you know, and realized what was behind it, John, it was an awakening for me. And is it possible, and I say this with sincerity, okay, John, you're a smart guy. You really are. And if we have hot water and we have cold water, we only know hot is hot because we have something to relate it to, which is cool or cold. So for you to ask the question without asking it, is it possible that they made something up based on, you know, on their perspective, basically Christianity? A house divided can't stand, John. You can play good cop, bad cop, but if they really have evil intent, they don't need the good cop. They don't need anything to measure virtue and honor and integrity to. They just do it. I hear the music.
Yeah, well, yep, we're headed into a break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are on the phones. We have Johnny on the line. Go ahead, John.
Well, I hope I'm not going off track. If I am, let me know and I'll stop. But you know, John, I guess, is it possible? I suppose it's possible, but it would be an awful lot of work. And the way that I kind of liken it, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. We've got an exact replica of the Parthenon of Pericles that's on the Acropolis in Greece. Even down to the carvings of the chimeras in bas-relief on the temple. And I can't help but wonder, Chris, you know, as a child, if you dreamt of a half-man, half-goat, or a horse with wings, or these ancient battles that are depicted in Greece, that'd be a nightmare. And I can't imagine anyone taking the time that it would take to carve in stone in a building that was built around the golden ratio, animals, human hybrids, all the rest of it, unless there's truth in it. Now, I heard a few years ago that if you go to Greece, they teach ancient history in Greece. What we're taught is myth. They're taught as history. They're taught as fact. And we're taught as fairy tales and stories and can't be real because we all know they didn't have the ability to manipulate DNA back then, did they? So basically, John, you know, if John in Louisiana is a well-intentioned, virtuous, honorable man, And I'm struggling for words, then why would it be necessary? If that's the case, and as good as you are or as good as you believe yourself to be, then there's probably someone or something that is as equally diametrically opposed to you as possible. There's a reverse side of that coin called John. There's evil, man. What would cause a person to cannibalize or do the things that we know are done to children unless evil really does exist? And I know this is kind of being twisted, but who would want to control Chris with proper and good intentions to cause you to do things that you wouldn't normally do, to cause you to do evil when you don't want to do evil? What kind of person or entity would have you to do that? I don't want to control you. I don't want to control John in Tennessee or John in Louisiana. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm really at a loss because this whole idea that this is all, if that's the case, then everything's made up. Who they think they are. And I know I'm making absolutely no sense, but minds are being controlled. You start out with good intentions, and what you've said so many times, before long, if you don't have a moral compass or something to stand on, you find yourself doing things that you don't want anyone to know about. You wouldn't want your mother to know what you're doing, would you, John? And I'm talking to me. The best that I can do is pretty wretched when it comes to standing before God. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I know I'm not making any sense today. Thank you.
Well, it's an interesting point that you make. Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Interesting point. And, you know, this is it's difficult subject matter, and I'll tell you, part of the difficulty is, you know, speaking of revelation of the method, that's, you know, H.G. Wells, the open conspiracy. That's part of the deal. You want to conscript people to evil over the course of time and generations. So, you know, part of the modus operandi includes revealing little by little the evil itself and how it works, because that's part of drawing everyone into this pig pen. And again, it goes back to this. If it's all a coincidence, man, it's an amazing coincidence over the course of hundreds of years at this point. But like I said, you have most notably perhaps, and then it was going on before them, but it seems based on what I have read, this was a pivotal moment in history where you have a deal struck, a sort of Faustian bargain struck between Mayor Amschel Bauer, who changed Rothschild, and Adam Weishaupt, to take over the world, essentially. And the way to do it was through this perfectibilist sort of nonsense. And that's precisely what we're talking about today. Their sort of ideology at work, the death cult ideology. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Thursday, August 1st, 2019. It's actually 2 Peter 2:19. Peter writing, and this is, it's what I, one of the things I think of when I see, the Miley Cyrus video. Second Peter, yeah, there we go. So these false teachers, Peter goes on fairly extensively. False prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master, capital M, who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned. You think about folks like, what's her name? Oh, gosh. Anyway. All of the Mouseketeers, but Katy Perry certainly, Miley Cyrus certainly. Does this not sound like that description? Okay, and so in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. That's scary. And there's more, but skipping ahead to what I think of, 2 Peter. Chapter 2, verse 17. These are springs without water and mists by a storm for whom the black darkness has been reserved. For speaking out arrogant words of vanity, they entice by fleshly desires, by sensuality, those who barely escape from the ones who live in error. Promising them freedom. What does she say in her new video? Don't blank with my freedom. Promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved. There's more, but I'll leave it at that. Well, maybe verse 20. For if, after they have escaped the defiance of the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. There's more. I'll leave it at that. But the other thing that I think of, you know, thinking of this stuff, you know, in Revelation of the Method and just kind of drawing everyone into the pig pen, essentially. I was having a conversation with this Miley Cyrus video yesterday, and just how, I mean, beyond words, you know, horrifying, tragic, sad. It's just so many things, and we shouldn't even be talking about it. And so this is difficult subject matter, and I don't want to, well, the way one person put it, you know, I don't even want to see it. I don't even want to talk about it. I'd rather remain innocent is what this person said, literally. I think that's verbatim. I'd rather remain innocent, which I agree with. And I think when I hear that, I think of Titus chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. To the pure, all things are pure. And you think of children. You know how sometimes adults sort of make fun of something that a child says is, you know, there's some perversion that folks find humorous or something, and the child just kind of looks innocent. I don't understand the joke. I don't get it, but hey, Junior, say that again. Say that again. I've seen that a few times, and it's always unfortunate to see that. But Titus 1, 15 and 16, to the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but both their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but by their deeds they deny him, being detestable and disobedient and worthless for any good deed. Interesting. So to the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. And you can see that. We've all met the person who just, you know, everything is some kind of inappropriate quip or something. Everything is turned into something filthy, basically. To the pure, all things are pure, but to the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. So, and, you know, when you think about 2 Peter 2:19, it's interesting that a corollary to this discussion is Nietzsche's, you know, self-overcoming nonsense, the Superman concept, or George Bernard Shaw's Man and Superman. Anyway, so I think we should all remain pure. I agree with it. In this broadcast, when I start to tackle subject matter like this, it's not to try to entertain or titillate or anything like that, or really even to inform about the subject matter. It is to point out that there is an agenda at work that would seek to corrupt and destroy civilization, disintegrate it, exactly, precisely in the fashion that I mentioned from Jeffrey Steinberg's article over at LaRouche's Executive Intelligence, you know, as he's referring to Theodore Adorno, and this pervasive influence persists to today. And this is where we get this kind of pop culture and music and those kinds of things. And as Theodore Adorno said in his Philosophy of Modern Music, the purpose of this music is to drive the listener insane, you know, a schizophrenic insanity that is just imprinted on one's mind, subconscious and conscious, but mainly subconscious. You know, it's supposed to do it in a way that is sort of imperceptible. But it's less and less, it's becoming more and more overt. The lyrics of Miley Cyrus's Mother's Daughter makes that obvious, I think. And it is all sort of wrapped up in the death cult ideology. But again, that gets right back to John 10:10. Jesus said, "The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And to me, as I've said, when we get to the heart of the onion, the death cult discussion, that is the juxtaposition. That's the, you know, to me it all comes down to that. John 10:10. Let's go back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, all and welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Fred.
This isn't the subject I wanted to talk about. I had crib notes written out for when you were live on the 30th or the 31st, but my cousin, she came down from North Dakota, and I showed her your site and everything, but I had to, which I enjoyed, you know, go to the graves and stuff like that around Iowa, which is very beautiful right now. Okay, I'm going to be a lot like John, the search for the words. And I'm going to try to cover what I've got, some crib notes down here. Oh, before I say that, pure, that you kind of throw the confusion factor into me, but I, if I have the time, I'll try to cover that. Okay, Bernays, the Hegelian dialectic, and conflate. Now, I wasn't aware or knowledgeable of the word conflate until you brought it to my attention, and I don't know, a year back or whatever. Fundamentalist, and then I'm going to cover here what you were talking about, pure in heart. Okay, I'm going to start out with Bernays and his philosophy, what he said, what he believed in, how to manipulate society is actually the Hegelian dialect being used. Now, you can give me some help on this, but as an example, you talked about a day or two ago. Now, let's take the Jews, for instance. Now, you can take a bad element in any race, color, nation, tongue, or whatever. But you can pick out all the flaws and the bad, these lots of words, the bad Jews. You know, they may be a minority. But what you're trying to do with the Hegelian dialectic and the Bernaysian philosophy is to color the whole group. Same way with black people, same way with white people. You can take the bad things that black people do to color
the majority of black people, which are just like most people on earth, basically good people. Same for white people. You take right now, what they're saying is, oh my God, I lost the word, terrorist. And they're trying to color that not only the whole white race, but all people, they're trying to portray them as terrorists. Now, I don't know if I'm making sense so far. Now, I'm going to cover
absolutely
pure and hard right now.
Can I? You mind if? Mind if I
go
say
ahead.
Something to that?
No, go anytime, Chris.
Well,
go ahead.
You know. All right. Well, I think you're making perfect sense, and that's part of this agenda. You know, the perfectibilist agenda, destroying society from within, and again, getting back to this self-loathing that I've talked about and these kinds of things. And so I had a conversation recently with someone who is a devout Catholic and who believes the Catholic religion is the one true religion. And I'm not here to trample on religious sentiments or anything like that. What I was... In conjunction with what you're saying, my response to hearing that was, you know, this person told me what, based on some things that are happening in the Miley Cyrus situation, for example, and Katy Perry, and kids that come from a certain background, and then, you know, certain things get attacked and vilified. And this person said, what strikes me as ironic is some people think that the Catholic Church is not the true religion, yet Catholicism is targeted and ridiculed in movies and music and just about everywhere else. And I said, my response was, all orthodox, quote unquote, or establishment systems and traditions are intended to be attacked, subverted, and destroyed. Even those, you know, cults and false religions of the 1800s, for instance, to make way for the new, which is actually the ancient Babylonian, but world order, as you know, guys like Henry Kissinger like to say. And I said, you know, it's time to get better acquainted or knowledged up on Daniel and Revelation. And even those things, you know, I sort of added that even those things. When I mentioned the things of the 1800s, things that have been engineered and created to draw folks in, it's all, you know, those things were created to draw everyone in, and we still have things that are being engineered to bring people in, but it's to destroy civilization and the people therein, like what Jeffrey Steinberg points out in the article that I was reading from. So I think you are absolutely on point. And so to sort of bring that back around to what you were saying, every people group is demonized and weaponized, and you have the Frank Kitson counter gang concept in there along with what you're saying, where, you know, if you can't vilify the Amish, for example, then what you do is you create your own little construct and you call them Amish, and then you associate them with those people, and then suddenly all Amish are bad people, which I think is a corollary to what you're saying as well. Hopefully what I'm saying makes sense, but I think you absolutely were on point, and I think I understood what you were saying.
Okay, let me try to unpack that myself. Unpack it. Is there a break coming up?
Okay,
or what?
I guess, sorry about that. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Final segment of the second hour. We're on the phones. We have Fred in Iowa on the line. And you were saying, let me sort of unpack that myself.
Well, you know, Chris, I don't like to eat up time, you know. But I'm going to need a little time here. People for a long time thought that I was anti-Catholic and hated Catholics, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. And then in June of last year, I didn't even mention the word Catholic, but I won't go into the whole story. But he cut me off and then went on for the next 20 minutes till the end of the show, calling me everything but a human being. But I use numbers and percentages. They may be arbitrary, but they're for an analogy or an example. And I've said over the air on other with other hosts that it is my conviction and belief that 99% of Catholics are ignorant. And then I go on to say, and I believe this, what I say, that 95% of Protestant Christians are ignorant. And I've all made the statement for over 4.5 years or going on that I will die a Protestant Christian. Okay. It's in
well,
the Bible.
Can I comment on that
real
quick, too?
Go ahead, at any time. Jump in, Chris.
Just real quick. What's interesting is the targets, the bigger targets are usually those who have their own books. So when you're talking about the Christian faith, so to speak, if you have a book in addition to the book, you sort of pin your own target on yourself and make yourself an easy for this conversation of being deluded, because nothing is supreme or more, nothing is superior to that one book. And so whether it's the catechism or something that Joseph Smith said, you kind of put a target on yourself for criticism, I believe. Anyway, I would agree with your numbers there. And hopefully we can talk more about that in the third hour that's coming up. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back. Top of the third hour coming up right after this short break.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.